Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
The film White Noise was released on Netflix in September of last year. It's about a train crashing, exploding, and burning toxic chemicals off into the atmosphere, creating a major health hazard for miles around. Reflecting what just happened a few weeks ago in Ohio, White Noise was even filmed in the same area, just a few miles from Ground Zero in East Palestine. Some people will call this a coincidence, but these days, believing in coincidence can cost you your life. And there is more. Just 3 months before the train wreck, the city of East Palestine began adopting the MyID digital bracelet system into their local emergency services. Being touted as the ultimate ID system, MyID is a digital ID company dealing primarily with digital ID bracelets for the medical industry. Bracelets designed to make it easier for first responders to access your medical profile in the event of an unexpected emergency. And just a week before the crash, they began handing these bracelets out to all the residents of East Palestine. Also, 2 weeks before the crash, the CDC updated their page on vinyl chloride, removing their section on how it affects children and raising the safe exposure threshold. Neil Donald Walsh wrote, "There are no coincidences in the universe, only convergences of will, intent, and experience." Not only does the Ohio train crash appear to be a deliberate attack, it appears to potentially be a very deadly attack. 3 days after the train wreck, authorities called for a controlled release burn. Controlled in that they would initiate the spark that will burn all the chemicals and cargo together in a massive chemical fire, potentially putting millions of people's lives at risk. The vinyl chloride spill at Camp Lejeune was small in comparison to what happened this month in Ohio, but it still poisoned over 1 million people, and it took decades for the effects to materialize. A new federal lawsuit against Norfolk Southern alleges that 1.1 million pounds of vinyl chloride was spilled into the local environment. The vinyl chloride metabolite chloroethylene oxide attacks human DNA and can take years to start showing up as cancers and other disease. There is arguably no safe dose for exposure. Leading expert in the study of vinyl chloride, Dr. Julianne Baer, agrees and says that nobody should be drinking the local water. According to Dr. Baer, vinyl chloride gets transported into homes via the groundwater. She says it comes out of the water into the air, and that's really the major route of toxicity for the liver. It comes through the air. While some argue that burning it resolved these issues, that seems to be false. Dioxins are the deadly toxins behind Agent Orange and DDT. They are generated when chlorinated chemicals like vinyl chloride burn. In fact, the exact reaction that happened in East Palestine when they decided to burn vinyl chloride and PVC pellets together was arguably the most efficient and deadly way of dispersing dioxins into the environment, and could equate to being one of the biggest chemical weapons attacks in history. Some are saying that tens of millions of lives could now be at risk. And that number will keep growing so long as humanity dismisses these attacks as coincidence and continues to do nothing. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And of course, you can find all Greg Reese videos exclusively at band.video. And boy, that train story, we hope it's not that bad. But, of course, we know we can't trust our government. We can't trust our media. We can't trust this White House. But at least Donald Trump raised the spirits of East Palestine.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Troyer is going to be taking over in the first hour. I'll be here in the second, third, and probably even the fourth hour today. I have been delayed in a bankruptcy court hearing where they're asking me questions. I've just ducked out to record this so the listeners would know that I'm going to be here with all the breaking news and analysis. And just to remind you, this is an information war. Humanity is waking up right now. I'm not just saying that to make you feel good. You know it's happening. You see it. And you can never lose hope, because God is on our side, and a lot of miraculous, amazing things are happening because of the hard work you have been doing to spread the word and expose the globalists. We are so close to bringing these criminals to justice. I'm not saying evil will be totally eradicated. Only Christ can do that. But we are holding the line, and when the enemy sends in its forces, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it, and you are that standard. And I salute you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. It's a lot of big news and important news being covered today. Please remember, only way we reach new people, only way the ball gets carried down the field, is when you share the links from InfoWars.com/show and band.video, or conspiracyfact.info is a link they're not blocking right now, so that's the one to share, conspiracyfact.info. Owen's going to take over with big breaking news and analysis of what's happening in the world, and I'll be back with you very, very soon. And as I promised, we're doing more and more of the special shows. We're doing more and more of the nighttime shows. And we are taken to the New World Order with everything we've got. And I know you are as well, so I salute you and I thank you. Now, to Owen Troyer, live in studio.
You know, let me pick it up there where Alex left it off and explain that there really is a very small amount of people that can do what we do here at InfoWars. From Alex all the way down to the crew and the guests and this audience, there's really a small amount of people that can do what we do here. And we've been through a lot. And in that process, we probably have the best crew we've ever had. We have the strongest audience we've ever had. We've had the most influence and impact than we've ever had, despite the attacks and the censorship that obviously has Alex off air for now. He'll be back in the second hour. But I already planned on having this analogy today with the Trump juror, the foreperson in Georgia in the grand jury. Just a complete whacked out lunatic into witchcraft and clearly mentally disturbed. And so I don't know if she intentionally wants to have this persona and this aura of a witch, but that's what she's into and that's how she presents herself. But to the honest mind, to the honest observer, What you're witnessing is a person in arrested development. What you're witnessing is a full-grown adult with a child's mind. And so why do I give a big ups to the crew today? And why do I say there's not many people that can do what we do here? Well, Alex wanted to be on air despite being in court all morning, but things got delayed. And so he calls me about 30 minutes ago and says, hey, I'm going to be in court longer than I thought. Need you to fill in on the first hour. Now, most people, if not all other people in this industry, be it in the crew's position or my position, would say, what are you, nuts? I have 30 minutes to prepare for a three-hour, four-hour show? No. Thanks. And the crew would say, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Panic mode. But see, this isn't a normal transmission. This is an emergency transmission, and InfoWars is the mothership of fighting back against tyranny, pushing back against false narratives, pushing back against government propaganda. And so when the pilot of this mothership calls you and says, hey, I need you to pilot it, I can't just say, sorry, no go, good luck. No, you hop too and you get in the pilot seat and you make sure this mothership stays in orbit and stays focused and stays on track. And there's not many people that can do this. I'm not just talking about myself. If it wasn't for the great crew, if it wasn't for the great audience, if it wasn't for the great guests, it wouldn't be possible. But now, why do I make that analogy? Because what we see with this juror, this jury foreperson in the Georgia grand jury, this is like having a child fly the airplane. Or the analogy I was going to use today was, we've all seen it, and it's popular for kids. You give your little kid in the back seat, your little infant in the back seat, a fake steering wheel. And when you're driving the kid around or you're running errands and the kid is in the back, you give them the little fake steering wheel. Maybe it's got a little horn on it. Maybe it's got a little shifter on it. And they sit there and they pretend they're driving. And they're having fun, and they're honking the horn, and they're maybe they're turning with the car. Maybe they've figured out some motor skills. Maybe they're shifting the thing around, and they're having fun. And you're sitting in the front, and you're saying, oh, good job. Hey, you turned right. Oh, good job, you turned left. Yay, we're having fun, we're driving. But that's a child in the back seat, just pretending to have fun, pretending to be driving the car. It's just a toy. Well, you wouldn't let the child drive the actual vehicle. You wouldn't say, hey, I'm getting a little sleepy. Hey, little Johnny, I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm going to take a little nap. Could you take over? You think you could come out of your child seat in the back and maybe just drive for a couple hours? Little Johnny, you think you could do that for me? Thanks. No, you know what happens? You're dead. Car accident, you're dead. Maybe someone else is dead. Or imagine you're in an airplane. The pilots have been flying. They've done four straight flights, haven't slept in a day. And, you know, I don't know if they do this anymore, but they used to every once in a while let a kid up into the cockpit. I remember I got to see a cockpit when I was a kid flying to Chicago with my dad. Probably like 5 or 6 years old. Still remember it. But I don't think they do that anymore. But this would be like, oh, the kid's like, hey. It's like in the movie Airplane, they let the kid come into the cockpit. It's like, hey, kid, check it out. It's an airplane. Pretty cool, isn't it? Look how high we are in the sky. Look at this. Here's the front window. And then the pilots are like, you know what? Get a little conked out here. Hey, little Johnny, you want to take over and fly the plane? You can handle it, right? You can land it. You'll figure it out. All right, we're going to take a little nap. Go ahead, little Johnny. And little Johnny sits in the pilot seat. Oh, well, you know that plane's going down. You're dead. So why is that the analogy today? Well, the juror, the jury foreperson in the Georgia case, in the grand jury against Donald Trump, it's the same thing. When you have children, when you have mentally impaired people, when you have arrested development adults flying the airplane, driving the car, driving society, driving the economy, driving culture, you're going to crash, you're going to burn, you're going to die. And that's what we're experiencing right now. Can you imagine if you're sitting in a courtroom and you got a jury of clowns up there, or you have a jury of mentally disturbed and mentally ill people up there that think they're a witch? Again, imagine you're on an airplane and the pilot says, I'm going to sit this one out, but this little five-year-old here says he loves airplanes and he's going to land us fine. How are you going to feel sitting as a passenger on that airplane? Well, you're saying your last prayers, aren't you? You're saying your last goodbyes. Because you know you're dead. Because that kid ain't qualified, and he's going to crash this plane. Well, that's what we see now with the mentally disturbed mental illness as modern-day liberal progressive Democrats exhibit on a regular basis, like this jury foreperson. So mentally ill people like this that have been totally brainwashed, totally propagandized, arrested development, mentally ill, mentally disturbed, are now driving civilization, driving everything, and we're heading for a crash and a burn, and that's why you see all the domestic disasters happening at right now all at once.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know, we got a lot of problems. Some are relatable to the general public, and then others aren't. Now, some of these problems are becoming more relatable as the days go by, like economic struggles, financial struggles, as your gas bill goes up, your grocery bill goes up, your energy bill goes up, all your different subscriptions and memberships, all those prices are going up, the cost to fix your car is going up. That is catching on and becoming a more relatable issue. Then you've got issues like political persecution and internet censorship, and maybe those aren't so relatable to the average American yet. But one thing that is becoming increasingly observable and relatable is this: we're getting dominated and our lives and the direction of our lives and our destiny and our future is now being determined and dictated by mentally ill, mentally disturbed, mentally deranged individuals who are in positions that they have no business in. In fact, just last night on Tucker Carlson, there was an airplane crash that resulted in 5 deaths yesterday. And it turns out the guy flying that airplane should have never been behind, should have never been in the captain's seat. But he was a diversity hire, and they had to have that diversity hire, and they had to have him as a pilot, and sure enough, he crashed that plane, and 5 people died, including himself. That's the result of a civilization, of a society that is placing children in positions of power and influence. Just like the analogy I made in the first segment, you put a 5-year-old child driving the car down the highway, you're getting a car crash, people are going to die. You put a 5-year-old child as the pilot on an airplane, that plane is crashing and burning, you're going to die. Well, everybody knows that. That's pretty obvious. So maybe it's not life or death every time, or maybe it doesn't seem like it. But can you imagine if you're sitting there in a jury full of demented, deranged people like this Trump juror that's been put on display for the last 24 hours, multiple interviews, CNN, MSNBC, their biggest story. She's clearly a demented, deranged person that doesn't belong anywhere near a jury, ever. And then they put the whole thing on display. So maybe that's not so relatable yet, you being put in a position where your future, your destiny, or the outcome of a current situation or scenario is going to be determined by a mentally impaired, deranged lunatic. Do you have any idea how that feels? Do you have any idea how disenfranchising and unempowering that is? You can work your whole life to be the best person you can be, and then a deranged, mentally ill lunatic can destroy your life, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is what we're facing right now. And while this issue is really not political, in the modern day scenario, it is completely political. Because these deranged individuals have fallen for the propaganda that is modern day liberal progressive Democrat policy. And that's why she gets up there and giggles and is so excited about how she gets to ruin Trump's life. Even if he's innocent. She even says, I don't care if he's innocent, we're going to ruin his life. He's wasted so much of my time. No, that's the Democrats that wasted your time. That's the mainstream media that wasted your time in their political persecution. But here's just some of the examples in case you haven't seen it. Here's some of the examples. This woman was on CNN and MSNBC. It was their biggest story all night, 2 nights ago. And now people that saw it are realizing, holy smokes, this is the average Democrat voter. This is the average person that's been aimed and politicized against Donald Trump. It's
mentally ill and deranged people who, if they were flying airplanes, conducting trains, driving cars, in charge of infrastructure, everything would be collapsing and burning all around us. Oh, wait, that's what's happening. And so here she is on CNN.
Emily, thank you for coming on. I do want to say off the top, as you and I just discussed, but for everyone to know, you are somewhat limited in what you can discuss under the judge's orders.
Now, pause it right here. Imagine how evil CNN and MSNBC are, knowing this woman is mentally impaired and knowing that they're putting her in a compromised position of going in front of television audiences and potentially breaking the rules of the jury of the court. And they know that, and they still put her out there. And not only do they know that, they know how hyper-politicized things are. They're behind it. They put her name on television, putting her out there as bait, hoping she'll get attacked, hoping that she'll come back to CNN and MSNBC to do a segment where she's crying about how evil Trump supporters are. So CNN sets her up to break the rules of the court and sets her up with her name and her identity on television to get political attacks so that they can have her back on crying, telling everybody how mean Trump is. Continue.
Questions remaining for everyone that wasn't in that jury room with you is how many people are in trouble here? What can you tell us about how many people you recommended as a group to face indictments?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm hesitant to speak to something that the judge made a decision not to share. I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but there was a hearing about what parts of the report should and should not be published in its various forms. And the sections that were removed were consciously chosen to be removed. And I don't want to say I have better judgment than the judge.
That's totally understandable. Would you say when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to 75 witnesses, like, it's not, I assume, of course, it's not 75 people. Would you characterize it as 20-ish people?
I can't say I counted.
Okay. More than a dozen, though, I think I'd heard you say in another interview.
I believe so. That's probably a good assumption.
Personally, want to hear from the former president.
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump.
They can't even come up with plausible lies. We're fighting, like when the Russians went to Berlin in 1945, 12-year-olds. All the other men are dead. And they're dangerous, but they don't know what they're doing. They blow themselves up as often as they blow you up.
To get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
So they're dangerous. You got to respect it. But we're fighting the dregs. We're fighting the fumes. And I don't say that from a place of strength. Because the fumes, the zombies, are in control of everything.
Now, we put that extra Alex Jones clip in there because he was absolutely right. That was from a year ago. But what's amazing is imagine the people like CNN there that put the child to be the pilot, the 5-year-old to be the pilot of the plane, like, yeah, ha-ha, we got the pilot. And you're like, oh, we shouldn't do this. We're all going to die. And they're like, no, everything is fine. You just don't like it because you're a bigot. And it's like, don't you realize you're going down, too? Don't you realize you're going to crash and burn, too? When you put psychos like this in charge of our civilization, like, you're going down too. But then you realize they want to go down.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So you want to know why things are collapsing all around us? You want to know why you're seeing such insanity? It's because humans have been domesticated and dumbed down, in many cases, into permanent arrested development and mental illness and mental incapacitation, like we see from that juror in the Trump Georgia case. And now this just happened, another train incident, this time in New York, tractor, trailer, semi just sitting on the train tracks. And what do you think's going to happen? Boy, I don't know. A train's going to come by and smash into it, probably. Oh, there it is. Do you realize how insane this is? You have to try to be that incompetent. Or you've been dumbed down You've been mentally impaired. You've become mentally handicapped that we see stuff like this all the time now on a daily basis, from structure fires, plant fires, plant explosions, plane crashes, train crashes. It's the norm now. And see, we have this misconception that we're the most advanced civilization of all time because we've got all this technology. Do you think the people from the movie WALL-E, do you think those humans were the most advanced humans of all time? No. Those were the most pathetic humans of all time. They might have had the best technology, but that actually made them pathetic to such an extent they can't even walk. Well, that's where we're headed. But I think we're going to turn it around. I really do believe that. I don't believe this is humanity's final stage. I don't believe this is humanity's final destiny, but we're going to have to learn the hard way what's really going on here. And so, yes, you're going to continue to see the infrastructure collapse. You're going to continue to see these crazy events, seemingly inexplicable. But you're going to figure out what's going on here. You're going to figure out that we've been chemically under attack, psychologically under attack to dumb us down and make us mentally handicapped. And unless you know that attack is there, then you're going to be destroyed by it. And that's why InfoWars are so important, because we tell you the attack is there, we warn you about the attack, and then people can protect themselves from it and still be people and still be human. Because this is all about taking away your humanity and turning you into a slave or turning you into some demonically possessed entity like that woman in the CNN MSNBC interviews, the Georgia jury foreperson, appears to be. I mean, anybody can look at that and say, that's a mentally disturbed person. That person is mentally ill. Shouldn't be the lead person on a jury. Shouldn't even be in a jury. Think she's a witch. Literally, by the way. People went and found her social media. She literally is into witchcraft and Wiccan pagan crap. Literally, she is. People found her social media. It's all over the place. And again, it's like they wanted you to see that. It's like they wanted you to see how deranged these people are, that they have they're putting control of the country and our political destiny in the hands of lunatics like that woman. They wanted you to see that. They're gloating about how they're going to dominate you with inferior people. They're going to dominate you with inferior souls, inferior spirits, inferior humans, inferior entities. They wanted you to go find her social media and see that she's into witchcraft and wizardry. She thinks she's a Harry Potter elf. And she's flying the plane. She's conducting the trains. She's in charge of the infrastructure. She's Pete Buttigieg. She's Kamala Harris. She's Joe Biden. She's Sam Brinton. She's Rachel Devine. Are you getting the point? You're being conquered by an inferior species. It's demonic. It is of the devil. It is of Satan. That's why they're so afraid of the name Jesus Christ. That's why they want to get the Bible out of schools. They don't want you to be empowered by God. They don't want you to know about your real destiny, your real potential, your real divine creation and destiny and life purpose. So, yes, you have. Her name is Emily Coles, I think it is. But. Emily Coles is Kamala Harris. Emily Coors is Kamala Harris. Emily Coors is Joe Biden. Emily Coors is Pete Buttigieg. Emily Coors is Sam Brinton. Emily Coors is Rachel Devine. Emily Coors is your local liberal teachers guild head. Do you see why everything is collapsing around us? Do you see why we've gone so off track? Now, this woman, Emily Coors, that is the jury foreperson that CNN and MSNBC put out there as bait, she's so batty, she's so insane, that even the anti-Trump controlled political opposition is doubting that she's real. And so all the Democrats and Republicans that hate Trump are sharing this tweet saying they think that Emily Coors is actually a Trumper who's trolling. No, this is your average libtard. This is what you've done to Democrat voters. They hate their own image. That's why they hate gays against groomers. That's why they hate being called groomers. Because they hate their own image. And so they see what they've created, and they hate it, and they deny it, and they say, she must be a Trumper. No, that's clearly an anti-Trump, deranged, propagandized, brainwashed leftist that thinks she's a witch in Gryffindor. She thinks she's going to pick up a Nimbus 3000 broom and fly away and meet Donald Trump. But she is Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg is her. And that's why everything is collapsing. And so Pete Buttigieg finally shows up in East Palestine. And this guy's a joke. Nobody has respect for this guy. And so there used to be kind of an air of prestige to politicians or leaders like this. That's all gone. And so this prestige that a Pete Buttigieg, a Department of Transportation secretary, may have had walking through town, maybe a little admiration, maybe a little respect. Not anymore. He's a clown boy now. He's a little boy now. He's a disgrace. He's an embarrassment. But he showed up in East Palestine 3 weeks later. He's got his little, he likes to wear his hard hat around. He's got little glasses. He's got a little fluorescent vest on, you know, because he's Pete Buttigieg. He's a real serious guy. He's a construction guy. Maybe with Legos. He might be able to build a Lego set. That's about what he's qualified to do, infrastructure-wise. But let's see him put a Lego set together, and then maybe we can put him in charge of the Department of Transportation. But he was confronted. Here's the video.
Sorry, Pete. Uh-huh. I just have a quick question. The American public doesn't seem to be very confident in your ability to do your job. Will you be resigning anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm not here for politics. I'm here to make sure the community can get what they need.
Will you apologize for the response? For the slow response, taking your
probably
time?
One of the big things. Let's go in here and get away from it.
No apology?
These aren't serious people. These aren't serious people, and we're realizing it now.
Hey, why did it take you an entire 2.5 weeks to actually get
inferior
here?
Clowns, arrested development, mentally retarded people like Pete Buttigieg are dominating our civilization and dictating its future, and that's why everything is collapsing around us. Now, the awakening is on. Let's be perfectly clear. There is a yin and yang. There is a pendulum. And the awakening is on. Americans are realizing they're being ruled by inferior people. And see, you've been taught to think you're inferior. You've been taught to think that you're lesser. No, you are superior. You are elite. You are fully capable. You have the power of God the Creator. You are the superior to scum like Pete Buttigieg. And it's time we realize that and get these vermin off of our neck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we know why Pete Buttigieg didn't want to go to East Palestine. And it's a multitude of reasons, really. But it's because he's incompetent, and his incompetence would be on full display if he went there. And so here he is pretending to be serious. Here he is LARPing as a construction guy, as a real boy. He just wants to be a real boy. Pete Buttigieg, he just wants to be a real boy. But of course, he's a fraud, he's a phony, and so he looks completely out of place. It's like a dog that, you know, is trying to pretend to be a cat or something. It's like, no, that's a dog. It's like, here's Pete Buttigieg pretending to be competent. No. Clearly that man doesn't know what he's doing, and nobody has any respect for him. And that's why he didn't want to go out there, because he's being called out. He's being confronted on his incompetence and his LARPing as a real Secretary of Transportation. He's a joke. He's a goon, just like all these other leftists put in positions of power. They don't belong there, and as soon as they get forced to actually do the job, you can see what an incompetent mess they really are. Pete Buttigieg, just one of the greatest examples. Sam Brenton, another great example. By the way, I'm going to be hosting the War Room. Alex Jones is going to be coming back to host the second hour. A hilarious story developing. A woman who had her luggage stolen in 2016, I believe it was at the Reagan International Airport in D.C., but we're going to be covering this on the War Room. A woman that had her luggage stolen in 2016 has gone and looked at Sam Brenton's social media and found that all of her wardrobe that got stolen, Sam Brenton is posting pictures of on the internet. How long has that guy been stealing people's luggage, and why does he like to wear it and post his new clothes on Twitter so much? This is right out of Silence of the Lambs, where the mass murdering psychopaths like to chop up the skin, cut off the skin of their victims and wear it. This is like the lesser version of that evil. Sam Brenton stealing people's clothes and wearing them and posting them on social media. And so here is the woman. We're going to be covering this later today on the War Room. And she shows that they're her clothes. She shows pictures like, here's my clothes, here's my jewelry, all stolen D.C. Reagan Airport 2016, and now he's wearing all of them in his social media posts. Woman's clothes stolen by a man that he posts images on social media, right out of Silence of the Lambs, where the psychotic murderer cuts off the skin of his victims and wears it. Unbelievable. I mean, guys. So, I didn't mean to get off topic. We're going to be covering that later, but there it is. Truly unbelievable stuff. This is the left. These are Democrats. This is the Biden administration. They're not serious people. They are inferior people, and they are severely demented and mentally ill. They should not have their hands on the controls, the levers, and the knobs of civilization, or civilization as we know it will collapse, as you're beginning to see. As you're beginning to see. It's undeniable. So, Alex is going to be coming back to host the second hour. We do have Savannah Hernandez joining us right out of the gates in the second hour. And you can see her in a lot of the footage that you have seen the last couple days in East Palestine. She got a couple questions into President Trump. And then she has been following Buttigieg around. The only thing missing from Pete Buttigieg today is his clown makeup and little red nose. But he's going to LARP and he's going to put on, he's like a Lego man. And I can put on the construction hat and I can put on the construction outfit because I'm Lego Man Pete. And I can get pregnant, and I can have babies. This is your mentally ill secretary of the Department of the Transportation. Oh, I wonder why we have train wrecks every day now. I wonder why our transportation infrastructure is collapsing. I wonder why it took 3 weeks for Pete to get to East Palestine with maybe the worst chemical disaster in U.S. history. Because he's a clown. He's not a serious person. He's a mentally handicapped individual LARPing as a serious person, LARPing as a superior intellect. And, of course, he's not at all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to keep InfoWars on the air. And it's thanks to our great audience shopping at InfoWarsStore.com that we are on the air. And people know about the attacks and Alex... The attacks against Alex and InfoWars, people know a lot about them, but really it's about half that people even know about. And I'm not here to tell the story about the attacks that Alex Jones goes through behind the scenes or even myself, but I can tell you it's beyond grateful that I am for this listener-supported broadcast and this listener-supported platform, not like NPR that steals your money from government taxing you and then funds left-wing leftist propaganda. No, we're truly listener-supported, truly organic, grassroots-supported, and I'm honored. And by the way, speaking of organic, the prebiotic fiber, just like all the other supplements we have and all the other products when it comes to your health and nutrition, the prebiotic fiber is also organic. So the organic fibers, acacia, blueberry, cranberry, flax, all the fibers in the prebiotic fiber are organic, non-GMO. And prebiotic fiber is back in stock and 40% off, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This was in stock for a while, and unfortunately it was out of stock for a while, but now it's back in stock and 40% off, a top-selling, top-rated supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. Prebiotic fiber, 40% off. And if you don't want to get a great product to support us today, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, hit the donate tab, $5, $10. We are grateful and thankful for any donation as well to help keep us on the air. All right, now meanwhile, you want to see brainwashing? You want to see people fully falling for propaganda? This happened in London today. So you already have the Stop Oil activists that want to send us back to the Stone Age and have us living in caves. I noticed that none of them want to live in a cave, but I guess they will eventually too with the rest of us. Now they're shutting down roads so that they can paint a Ukraine flag on the road. This is shocking stuff, guys. Here it is. A Ukrainian flag is painted outside the Russian embassy in London. And they shut down the street to do this. And they're painting it yellow and blue like it's the Ukraine flag in front of the Russian embassy. These people are psychotic. These are brainwashed zombies. And, of course, people's cars and bikes and everything is being ruined as they put this fresh paint out there. Why would they even be allowed to do this without getting arrested is beyond me. But, oh, that's because it's leftist propaganda, so it's all good. It's war propaganda, so it's all good. Yeah! I'm a peace-loving liberal. I'm an anti-war liberal. And I want nuclear war with Russia. We're going to show those Russians. I'm a peaceful liberal. I'm an anti-war liberal. And we're going to start nuclear war with Russia. Yeah, how do you like that? And we're so peaceful and we're so anti-war that we're going to paint the Ukraine flag right in front of the Russian embassy. That'll show them. More madness, more sickness. Yeah, you don't think mentally demented people can lead you into war? Absolutely they can, and they are. And they are. But hey, just get used to it. Just get used to everywhere you go now. I mean, unless you're in like a real rural area or unless you're in, you know, small town America that, you know, votes 80-85% for Trump, then you're going to start to witness your society, your civilization, your local infrastructure just collapsing all around you. And you're going to see and witness things that you can't even explain. But I'm telling you what it is right now, folks. The mentally disturbed, mentally ill, propagandized, brainwashed, quote-unquote, liberal progressive Democrat class that now has been put in positions of power and influence all around you, you're going to start to see massive infrastructure collapse, massive civilizational decay, and just displays of mental illness and derangement, the likes of which you never thought you'd see. And you're going to see all of it. Now, I just want to be clear here. I'm not negative. I'm a realist. I think America is going to survive this. I think America and freedom and the free market is going to survive this and come out on the other side of it stronger. But we're going to go through it, folks. I mean, we're going to go through it. But I think ultimately this great reset will be a great reset for freedom and self-government. Now, first hour in the books, Alex is going to be coming up here in the second hour, I'm told. Is he ready to go now with Savannah, guys? Well, I'd love to get the opportunity to interview Savannah out there in East Palestine. But Alex is back, and he's going to be taking over the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back hosting the War Room, my normal time, 3 p.m. Central. It has been an honor hosting this hour with you. We'll see you guys later.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.